Okay, we are on. Say stop is stop sound test. Two lines, second line. So the Mishnah had mentioned that the Kohanim can do with the clothing was post in. They can take them off, or mekaplim and fold the clothing, or menichin osin tachas rosheim, and they can put it under their heads, which was interesting. So the Gemara says shamas minah. You see from this that big day kahuna nitnu lehenos behen. I don't know if the Mishnah didn't say that. I think that was just that was a Mishnah at the end of Masechet Tamid. The Kohanim wouldn't sleep in the Bitei Kahuna, but they would fold them and they would put them under their head. So Shabbat Minah, you can learn from here. So big day Kahuna nitnu lehanos behen. The big day Kahuna, you're allowed to get Kohanim, allowed to get benefit, allowed to get Hanah from it. So it wouldn't be really a problem for Kohen Gadol to be wearing the big day Kahuna when he's doing the Kriyas HaTorah, even though it's not an avoda. So Amar Papa says, Lo tema tachas rosheim. Don't say that they actually used, they folded up the clothing and used the bidei kahuna as a pillow. They didn't do that. Ela emo, you should say, kineged rosheim. They would fold them up and put them on the side. They would put it next to their mattress, but not underneath their head. So they didn't really get up. They didn't get bent from it. They just kept it nearby. But that's what's not going to be a raya. So Amar of Misharsha says, based on the fact that Rapapu was mati the kohanim, to put their begadim next to their heads while they're sleeping, and did have a chash of hafakha, being a passing gas. Shalmat we know, we see from here, tefillin min hatzad shaper dami. You can take off your tefillin and put them next to you when you're sleeping. Right? Rashi says, lahad nichon etzlo gishu yashan, and you don't have to worry about shema yafiyah. To worry about shema yafiyah when they're on you, not necessarily shema yafiyah when they are near to you. So the Gemara then says, halki nani mistabra. It makes sense that when Rapapa says, Rapapa has to change the Mishnah, that they, instead of saying tachas rosheim, that they would fold the clothing and put it next to them, right? Hakinam is sabr, it makes sense. The ikin negev rosheim, because if they mamash put it underneath their heads and they sleep on it, forget the problem that you have of getting hana from bidei kahuna, you have the problem of getting hana or sleeping on kilayim. Some of the bidei kahuna, according to some, could be kilayim. We'll see.
I asked an awesome question yesterday. Why weren't they worried about tumah?
The Balkari
or anything else. Isn't it
a harsher
thing than a possibility of
you know,
little design? I mean,
it's not, you know.
I mean, you have to
worry about Balkari when he's doing the avoda also. I mean, it's the same.
I know, but the odds are more at night, don't you think?
I hear. I didn't see anything about it.
He said
not
the same thing
as
the also.
I didn't see. He says, "Hokinami mistabra." This makes sense. Kineged Rosheim, the Esau Kadaik Tachas Rosheim. Because if they say it's literally underneath their heads, Tepo Klaim Yishem Kilayim. Forget the Isser of being getting Hanar from the Bidei Kahuna, right? Because you're talking about an Isser, I guess more in these cases here than a Shash. There's no Isser. There's an Isser to get Hanar from Bidei Kahuna. There's an Isser to get Hanar from Kilayim. So we're talking about some sort of Isser. Maybe that's the difference. He says, the Sakadai Tachas Rosheim, typically Mishum Kilayim, you're getting Hanav from Big Day Kahuna because by lying on them, and you have a problem of Kilayim. The Ha'ika Avnate, because you have the Havnate, which is made from Semro Pishtim, like the Gemara is going to say in a minute. When you hear Nami, and even if you say, the Nitnu Lehenos Behen, that you have a problem, that there's no problem getting Hanav from the Big Day Kahuna, meaning it's not going to be any Me'ila or anything like that, from putting your head on it, nevertheless, Hamid Hani Mikilayim, but you're getting Hanav from Kilayim. And that's a problem. So he says, Gemara, so now the Gemara elaborates. So Hanicha Lamanda Amar Avnetos Kohen Gadol. What's the gear? So Avnetos Kohen Gadol. They take this out. So how do they read it? Avnetos Kohen Gadol Zehu Avnetos Kohen Hedjot. Alright, that's fine. The question stands if you hold that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol, which is made only from Pishtim, Zehu Avneto Shokoin Hedjot. Then it's all fine. There's no question. Meaning, the Avneto, on Yom Kippur, it's clear that the Avneto, the Kohen Gadol, did not have Samar and Pishtim together. It just had Pishtim. So if you say that the Kohen Gadol's Avneto was the same as what the regular Kohen wore all year, that means all year, the regular Kohen did not have Kalayim in their clothing, so there's no problem. Elamanda Amrav Nator Shakoin Gadol Lozehu Av Nator Shakoin Hedjel. Meaning that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol's Avnate, although it looks similar to the regular Kohen Hedjel's Avnate, it was not. And why? Because on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol's Avnate did not have Semer Pishtim. It just had Pishtim. But the Kohen Hedjel's throughout the year had Kilayim, right? So Michael and Amar. So then what are you going to say? What would you say? I mean, that must be that they're not lying down, sleeping with the Big Day Kahuna as a pillow, because then they would be getting Hana from Kilayim. So now the Gemara says, well, maybe you could say, no, maybe it's not a raya. The chitema, maybe you'll say, kilayim belevisha v'hala, hu da aser. It's only aser to actually wear kilayim or put kilayim on top of you, right? But behatzah, but to put them underneath you, that would be mutter. That would be mutter, you know, and then they wouldn't have a problem, because over here you're putting it underneath you. It can't be. V'atanya, we have a braisa that says, right, the pasuk says, ubegi kilayim chatnez lo yale alecha. So it seems to be that it's only usher with levisha or halal putting on top of you. But maybe you'll be mutter to put it underneath you. But there's a gzera, there's an issur derabanan. Usher lasos king, you're not allowed to do so. Shema tikarech nima achas al besaro. Maybe one thread would just pop up and end up being on top of you, and then by that you'd be over the issur deraisa of halal bigdei kalayim. So you see now that even putting kalayim underneath lechol apachos, it's usher midarabanan. So how would the Mishnah say that you can do it? You can do that. Let me see. Kohanim is a reason for him. Because you don't say. You don't say angels and mikdash and all those things. You probably can't say when they're sleeping. They don't know what's going to potentially happen when they're sleeping. It could flip over or something like that. And you can have it on top of you. So therefore, clearly, there would be an Isser Kalayim. And if there would be an Isser Kalayim, then of course, when they say they call it, the Mishnah Tumah says they would fold up the clothing, can't mean it was under their heads. It must mean it was on the side. And the Gemara says, another possible way to upset this argument, you would say, B'chi Tema, D'mafsik Lein Midei Beini Veini. Who says he's putting his head on the Avnei directly? Because he puts the Avnei underneath, and he's got other stuff in between. Or maybe he has a pillow, and the Big Day Kohuna are underneath it. You know, just, who says he's actually lying on the Kilayim? Can't be a problem. That's still a problem. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Amar Rabbi Mishum Kahal Kadisha de Shushalayim, said the name of the holy community in Yushalayim, Atfilu Eser Matzoz Zol Gabu Zol, you have 10 matches, one on top of the other, Vish Kilayim Tachteyim, and there's Kilayim on the bottom, Asol Yishonalayim. You still can't be, you can't lie on it. They were kosher for that. So Kol HaPachos is a Dindar Abonon of not lying down on top of Kilayim. So how can the Mishnah in Tamim mean that you actually lie down on the folded Avnet, assuming it had Kilayim? So El Allah Shmamina, Kineged Roshayim Shmamina. You see that? It's next to him. Okay, so now we just proved that the Mishnah Kilayim really, you have to change the Girsa and say, instead of saying Tachas Roshayim, it has to be Kineged Roshayim. Rav Ashi comes along and now says, no, I don't want to change it. The Mishnah says what the Mishnah says, so how are we going to figure it out? We have all these questions that we just had before. There's a problem of Kilayim.
Right, so, isn't this like a design view? The Big Day Kahuna put on the head? And
apparently not for them.
Huh?
I put it next to you.
The next to you is different.
Right. I don't know. According to the Gemara, no. So Rav Ashi says, Le'olam Tachas Roshayim. No, they would always put it underneath because you could get Hana. That's the machlokas. Can you get Hana from Big Day Kahuna or not? Yes or no? He says yes. You can get Hana from Big Day Kahuna. Aye, but then we have a problem now of the fact that you're getting Hana from Kilayim. Baha comes Hana to be Kilayim. Aren't you getting Hana from Kilayim? So he says, no, because the whole problem was this Shash de Rabbanon, that this one Nema is going to come over, right? So he says, Big Day Kahuna Kashinhein. They're hard, right? Well, that's not a different issue. Big Day Kahuna Kashinhein, they're hard. So what's the issue if they're hard? Rashi says, Kashimhein. They don't warm you up. There's no issue kilayim. He's not going to get hana. It's like lying down on something hard, and you're not getting hana. This gamda, this hard, this is hard leved. I'm not sure what that means. What? Yeah, he says that they are semer, that they're not woven together. It's hard felt. Right, the Neresh that comes from the town of Neresh, Shaya, that's mutter. Because meaning, if you put Pishtim and Semer together, no, it's a kalayim because it's kasher, it's hard, and Eino mechamim, it doesn't make you warm, and therefore there's no problem. So to hear, it's hard. The Big Day Kahuna are hard, and lying on it, you don't get hana from it. I mean, I had
kalayim,
what?
No kalayim. It is what it is.
No, because he holds not. He holds that kalayim is not.
You must have
yeah, that's what he says. That's exactly what they're saying. He's saying that it's not, he's saying, Hakam et Hanami Kilayim. He says, no, I'm not getting a lot from Kilayim. The Isser is not, and that's, they're defining the Isser as not only wearing it, but wearing it in a way that you get Hana, you get benefit from it. And here you're not getting benefit from it.
But the definition, if you're wearing something like, aren't you getting benefit? I mean, as opposed to what?
It's not warming you, so it doesn't get, it's uncomfortable. So you don't get the benefit of wearing something. And a guy who's allergic to wool and is wearing a wool sweater is not getting benefit from the wool. It's itching him. But not. So, yes,
he's wearing all day and you're thinking about something that's not always normal, uncomfortable.
Yeah, apparently so. That's an issue. I mean, what does that mean? So somebody wears it. Well, only the abnate has to be the thing that's kashim. The other items are not made of kalayim. It's only the abnate that we made of kalayim. It's not even on his body. So that may not be so. Question: who is Rashi? Seems to indicate. I mean, yes, that's the issue that we're coming up. Rashi indicates. He says, "Aim by hamishum kalayim." So Tosos, in the way I just learned, it seems that Rashi seems to say there's no issue kalayim at all. But Tosos says it can't be. But Tosos ends up saying that if you look in the Tosos question, he says, "Teir shabino tam de levisha v'hala the havi de orais asiria filu bekashin aval asam v'darbon lo gazu bekashin." The difference is that you're right. To wear these items, to wear the hard stuff, the hard clothing, that's still going to be usher, at least midor rabbanan. But putting your head on it, lying down underneath you, which we said at the beginning was only din rabbanan, that din rabbanan is not going to apply when the begadim are kashin, when they're hard. So that softens your question a little bit. Is that what he's doing over here? Is that when he wears it, he has a hecker because it's big day kahuna. What?
You started with the rabbanan. And then you add this other factor to it too.
What are you saying, Xer? No, I'm just saying that, you're right, it doesn't apply. Normally, lying on big on kilayim is usher l'chol paflas midrabanan. But when it's made of this, when it's kashin, then that din d'rabanan doesn't apply. That's how Tosos learns it, and that will make it easier. That gets rid of your question.
Right. He's lying
on 100 mattresses. How much noise is he getting from the... We just said, though, but the din d'rabanan apply. Because they said, mishum kahal kadishu yushalayim, I feel asr metzol, zol gavizol,
climb tachtayim, it's usher l'shon alayhim.
When it's din d'rabanan, you're not getting any hana. The din d'rabanan was you're worried about the name of achas wrapping around you. That's when it came to the d'rabanan. When it came to the d'rabanan, it says that the din lying on top of it, the isser was a din d'rabanan because shema tikarich name of achas al basara.
No, a different one. The 10 mattresses. You worried about the 10th one.
Right, but they're worried about the 10th one. You're worried about name achas. It's not an isser, not a problem of hana. When you're already in the Rabbanan world, you're obviously not getting Hanah from it. It's a gzera.
Yeah.
You're not getting the Hanah from it. They're worried about the Neima Achas wrapping around you. And they say that even applies 10 mattresses below. Okay. So the Gemara says, so Tashma, we're going back now to the original suffix was when you can get Hanah from the Big Day Kahuna. So Tashma, Big Day Kahuna, when it comes to the Big Day Kahuna, Hayotze behen Medina. If someone goes out, the Medina, I guess here means outside of Harabais, it's usher. You're not allowed to do that. Uva Mikdash, but in the base of Mikdash, on Harabais, Bein B'shas Avoda, Bein Shalom B'shas Avoda Mutter. Whether you're doing the Avoda or not, as long as you're on Harabais, you can be wearing the Bidei Kuhuna, Mipnesha, Bidei Kuhuna, Nulhanus Behen. Even if you're not doing the Avoda, you still can get Hanah, Shmamina, that you can get Hanah from the Bidei Kuhuna, and therefore there's no problem. The whole thing started because the Kohen Gadol can read the Torah with his Big Day Kahuna on, or you can put something else on. He said, well, if you can put something else on, it's not an avoda. If it's not an avoda, then how can you be wearing the Big Day Kahuna when you... Because you can get Hanah from it, it's not a problem. What we said before, now was the whole issue of Kalayim, that was answered either that you're putting it next to you, but you have no problem with Kalayim, or you can say, like the Manda Omer says, the Avnei didn't have Kalayim, and you have no problem to begin with. Or you can say that the Big Day Kahuna were a kashin, and then the Rabbanan according to Tosos doesn't apply. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, we're going to ask a stira. The Brisa just said that you're not allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna outside of the Beis Hamikdash.
Didn't you just say that the Avnei is hard? So how is it
Right, so according to Tosos, the Avnei was hard, and therefore what? The whole problem is putting it under your head. You're allowed to wear it because the Torah says you can wear it.
No, but there's the things that to enjoy, to benefit right. from, then why are they giving him something using a hard material? Is that, he's not enjoying that, obviously, right? I mean, how are you.
Right, because the Torah says that's what he has to wear, is the Big Day Kahuna.
But
so there are other big Adim that he's getting Hanah from, that he's walking around in. Three others for the Kohen Hedyot.
Right. We just said he's not gonna hang out because it's so hard.
Only the Abnei. The other do not have Kilayim.
Right.
So if you're getting rid of the Kilayim issue, you don't have a Kilayim issue, are you allowed to walk around the Beis HaMikdash with these items? He says, yeah. Only the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Chiv in Medina alone, is it really true that it's usher to wear the Bidei Kahuna outside the Beis HaMikdash? Well, we'll bring a Brisa now, famous Brisa from Megillas Tainus. So the Brisa says, actually it's funny, only the Aramaic part is from Megillas Tainus, but the whole story is actually from what's called the Scholing on Megillas Tainus, it's like the Parish. On Megillas Tainus, all to do what came first, the papers of Megillas Tainus or the Gemara, whatever. That's for the scholars to figure out. The whole interesting thing is you have this wonderful, fantastic historical story that's being brought down by the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't care about the fascinating historical facts about it. They try to prove from here that you see that you allowed to wear the Bidei Kahuna outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what history for the Gemara is. What you learn halachically, that seems to be.
We'll see.
The Medina low, and you're not allowed to do that. The Hatanya, the Brisa of Megillas Tainus, it says as follows. The Esrim, well, the Gersa here says, Be'esrim Chamisha Betavis Yom Har Grizim Hu. Really, Megillas Tainus, it says, when it's talking about Chodesh Kislev, it says, Be'esrim Zachar, the 21st day on Kislev, Yom Har Grizim Hu Mispeh. It's really the 21st day of Kislev. Megillas Tainus has it. Here it says the 25th day of 21st day of Kislev, Megillas Tainus. It says here the 25th day of Tavis. There happens to be a corresponding story in Josephus in the Book of Antiquities of the Jews, Book 11, where he talks about Alexander the Great. It says, Yom Gerizim Hu, the Lol Mispeid, you can't have Hespeid information that day because it's a Yom Simcha. Because what's that? Yom Shebikshu Kusim Es Beis Elokeinu. It's the Kusim, they were the ones who lived on Har Gerizim. They wanted to purchase the Harabayas Me Alexandrus Mokton. From Alexander's Mokton. So here it says Shem Medina, Macedonia. That's Mokton is Macedonia. They say, oh, maybe it means Greece. Listen, he knows it from Greece, it's from Macedonia. So that's what Mokton is, right?
That's what he's known as.
I know, but I don't know why the Gemara here, they didn't know that it was Macedonia over
Mokton's
here.
Macedonia.
What?
Yeah, Mokton's Macedonia.
Right, but if you look over here, he says Shem Medina, and he says, and here he says, that's Yavon. It's not Yavon. Macedonia was.
Greek Empire.
I understand that, but they don't can't figure out what Mokton means.
Right.
Mokton is Macedonia, right? Lahachrivo. So they wanted to get by it from Alexander the Great, and then destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Vinasanalahem, and he gave him permission. He sold to them. So ba'u v'hodiyo Shimon HaTzadik. So now they came to tell Shimon HaTzadik. Now, I guess historically this may be difficult for Shimon HaTzadik to be the times of. We don't know exactly when Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik seems to have lived a long time. He's all over the place.
This is before Hanukkah.
Yeah, this is before Hanukkah. This is the Alexander the Great is the year 330 something BCE. Right.
The story here, the Shimon HaTzadik is the one who went out.
Right, I understand. We're talking about Shimon HaTzadik, but when did Shimon HaTzadik live? Shimon HaTzadik also, we have stories of Shimon HaTzadik living 250 years later.
No.
Yes, we do.
No. We said it was the beginning of the Bias. No. Shimon HaTzadik was the beginning of the Bias. The other Shimon is from.
Shimon, you have stories of Shimon HaTzadik in the year 30 CE. You have stories of Shimon HaTzadik all over.
No.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Read Josephus, read all these places. Simon the Just, the Shimon HaTzadik is all over. Shimon HaTzadik may just be like Alexander Yannai. He may be the guy. I don't know. What's his name also? Rabbi Lau brings a footnote that historically it's very difficult to assume that these are the actual participants of the story. Whatever, it doesn't make a difference. The story doesn't have to happen for it to be true.
Well, you're right. But that's right. Shimon HaTzadik, our story is that he did meet Alexander the Great.
Right here's the story. The question is, when did Shimon HaTzadik really live? Okay, so according to the story, he lived at the time of Alexander the Great, which is the year 333 BCE, but there are other stories that have him living much later. It doesn't matter.
You're right.
It doesn't matter. Va'obodio Shimon HaTzadik, ma also what did Shimon HaTzadik do? Lovash Bidei Kahuna. He puts on the Bidei Kahuna, Unis Ate Bidei Kahuna, and then he wrapped himself up in the Bidei Kahuna. And he went with an entourage of the honorable people of Israel, Babuko shall or biadeim with torches, v'chol halaylo halalu, and the entire night, Shimon HaTzadik and all his entourage, holchim mitzad zeh, v'lalo holchim mitzad zeh. I guess they came from two different sides. I don't know, holchim mitzad zeh, v'lalo. Oh, right. No, Shimon HaTzadik and the entourage are working one way. V'lalo, I mean the kusim, are walking came from the other way. And now the morning comes. once Amar the Shachar came, Amar Lehem, so Alexander the Great asked the Kusim, Mi Halalu, who are these people? Amru Lo, he said to them, Kusim said back to him, Yehudim Shemardu Becha, these are the Jews that rebelled against you. So Kevan Shehikia La Antipatris, once they got to Antipatris, which is a city in Yehuda, which is also difficult because Antipatris' name...
In Syria?
No, sure. It's in Yehuda. Right. The problem is that Antipatris was named by King Herod after his father, Antipater.
Exactly.
So what is Antipatris doing here? Okay. The place where Antipatris, I guess, would have been later on. Kevan Shigila, Antipatris, Zarcha Chama, the sun shone, Upagu Zebezes, so Shimon Tzadik and Alexander the Great meet each other. Kevan Cherol, the Shimon Tzadik, once Alexander saw Shimon Tzadik, Yoramir May Mer Kapto, he got off from his horse, Vishtachel Fanav, he bowed down before Shimon Tzadik. So Amr Lo, so his servant said to the king, Melech Godo Kamoska, Yishtachel Yehudi Zeh, you rule the world, and you're going to bow down to this Jew? So Amr Lehem, I don't know, the worst of the word Yehudi is also difficult. I don't know if they used Yehudi so much at that time. Yehudi is a term for Judean. All right, it doesn't matter. Amr Lehem, so he said to them, no, of course I am. This is a famous word. Dvut Dikyono Shozeh Minatzachas Lefanai Bebeis Mamlachti. I mean, when I used to... What?
They used the term Yehudi already because in Purim, he was called
Ish Yehudi. Right. That means he was from, which is interesting also, because he wasn't Yehudi.
He was
yeah, right, yeah, Benjamite.
All the Jews were known from.
Right. So, but he was not Ish Yehudi. He was from Benjamin. So Amr Lehem, this story also is similar to, you'll see, it also has shades of Megillas Esther. So Amr Lehem, Demustik Yono Shalzeh Minatzachas Lefanai Beis Melchamti. There is, I always saw this image of this man standing before me dressed like this before I went out to battle. And he would give me a bracha, and that's how I would go out and win. Right? Amr Lehem, so the king says to Shimon, Lama Basim, why'd you come? So Amru, they said to him, Efshar, could it be? Can it be that the house where in that house they pray for you that you would not be destroyed, that you shouldn't be destroyed, that should be given over to idol worshippers that should destroy it? So Amar Lehem, Mihalalu. It's the same story as Achashverosh. Mihalalu. Amrullah, he says to them, Kusim Halayu, the same idea. Kusim Halalu, so Omdun Fanachu, stand right before you. So Amrullahem, so he says to them, Musurim Yadchem, same story. Do it to them as you please to punish them. So Miyad is gruesome. Nikavim Vikveim, they bore holes in their heels. Utlaum Bizanve Suseim, and they hung them or tied them to the tails of their horses. What? Vahayu Megarin Osan Al Kotsim Al Berkanim, and they would drag them back over the thorns and the thistles, Achigila Hargrizim, until they brought them back to Hargrizim, which is where the Kusim were. Apparently, according to Josephus, the Kusim had a temple that was built there. Kevon Shigila Hargrizim, once they got to Hargrizim, Harashuhu, they plowed it over. Vizaru Karshinim, and then they planted some sort of animal fodder that they can no longer have anything else grow there. The same way they want to do the base of, which is, you know, interesting because about 380 years later, that's exactly what happened, or even maybe 400 years later, that's what happened to the tech. What happened to the base of English? They grazed it and they planted and they whatever. And that day they made a yomtov. So what's the whole thing from this amazing story? Shimon Tzadik, well, the bit of outside the base of English. So what's going on? So the verse has two answers. Ebi's Amo, they weren't really big dekuhuna. It was Ru'uyum big dekuhanim. They were prepared. They weren't mukdos yet. They got them from the Temple Institute or something like that. And they weren't something that was actually big dekuhuna yet. Ebi's Amo, like Yossi said before, Eis Lasha Mekhur Sosecha. What's the problem? It was Eis Lasos. It's because you got to do something to save cholesterol. You have to cook nefesh. What's the Shaila?
It's pretty obvious. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Rashi says, Kishabot Eis Lasos Dabo Smoshel Mokha Mutal Hafir Motora. You can't do it over. I mean, here it's. They're going to be destroyed. This is a way. This is a ruse to get it to save Klal Yisrael. There's no shiloh.
But then we usually say pekuch nefesh. Do we quote this pasuk? We just say pekuch nefesh. I mean,
no, we don't. You're right. You're right.
Like the same. Like this time, it's a hetter because you have a
maybe it wasn't pekuch nefesh mamish on that moment. It's what's going to happen at that second. Sometimes pekuch nefesh is to do something right now. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay. So then go back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that the Chazan HaKnesses Nosel Sefer Torah, the Chazan, right, the Gabbai, I guess, would take the Sefer Torah, he would give it to the Rosh Beis Knesses, and then the Kohen, and who would give it to the Skan, and the Kohen Gadol will get it from the Skan. So Shema, we know, we see from here, Kohen Kavod the Talmud, Mokum Rav. You give Kavod to the Talmud in front of the Rav, because you're giving the Sefer Torah to the lower people, and they give it to the Kohen Gadol. So they're getting Kavod, even though it's in front of the Rebbe. So Gemara says, which is interesting, I don't know if the Kohen Gadol was always the Rebbe those days. This is the same person, they have to make him swear that he wouldn't do anything like the Stukim, but he's saying that he's the Kohen Gadol, it's the office. The office of the Kohen Gadol has the status. So Amar Abaye, no, it's not that you're giving Kavod to them in their place, it's all for the honor of the Kohen Gadol. Amar Abaye, Kula Mishum Kavod Kohen Gadol, that we show that there's so many people underneath him. This guy has to get to this. Till you get to him, that shows that the office is so full of honor, that all these other cabinet members believe him. Okay, the Kohen Gadol Omid, the Kohen Gadol stands, and he reads. And he gets it in Torah. So it says the Kohen Gadol Omid, he's standing, Mechlal Hu Yoshev. That's mashma that until now he was sitting. How can he be sitting? Amar Mar, we change the gears. Amar Mar, Ein Yeshiva Bazar El Malchei Beis David Levad. The only people who can sit in the Beis Hamikdash are the kings. Shenei Mar, the prophet says, Vayevo Amel David Vayeshiv Nei Hashem. But everybody else, including the Kohen Gadol, can't sit in the Beis Hamikdash. So he says, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda, it's not a problem. Rav Chisda said in a different context that what's going on is taking place in the Ezra's Nashim. It's not in the Heichal, it's in the Ezra's Nashim. So Hachanami, Ezra's Nashim. So to here, it's in the Ezra's Nashim. The Ezra's Nashim does not have the Kedusha of the Azara, and it's not being permitted to sit in the Ezra's Nashim. So Gemara says, Vehecha Itma Rav Chisda. So where did Rav Chisda actually say his answer? Aha, on the following, what's the Girsa? They take out Meisvei. Grot takes out Meisvei. Aha, the Tanya, because the Brisa said as follows, Heichan Korin Bo Bazara, where does the king read the Sefer Torah by Hakel, Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Omer b'Harabayis. He would read in Harabayis. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'yikra bo l'fnei harachov asher l'fnei shar hamayim. In Harabayis. So if Amar Rav Chisda, no, not really in Harabayis, it's Ezra's Nashim. Just like Rav Chisda says Ezra's Nashim there, so it was Ezra's Nashim here, and therefore there's no problem of the Kohen Gadol who had been sitting. Listen, he was tired all day, and he's still got a lot of work to do, right? He's still got a lot of work to do now. Right now, basically just waiting for the Sarim Shtaleach to get taken care of. And he's going to have a lot of work to do afterwards. So he's resting. He's sitting until they call him, until the time comes to he gets the Sefer Torah. Then he stands up and he reads. Okay. Right. So the pasuk that we just brought down was the pasuk in Nehemiah. It was talking about Ezra read the Sefer Torah lifnei shar hamayim. He read it in the Harabayas. So now that we're talking about some pasukim, what happened at that time by Ezra, we're going to bring another pasuk. So the pasuk there, this is in Nehemiah Parakhes. It says, Vayivarech Ezra es Hashem ha'olakim ha'gadol. Ezra blessed God the great, ha'gadol. So my gadol, what does it mean that he was gadol? How did Ezra make God gadol? What does that mean? He made him gadol. So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav, Rav Yosef in the name of Rav, shegidlu b'shem u'furash. He used the four letter ineffable name. That's what he used, the shem ha'gadol. He said Yukev Gavkei. Rav Gidl Amar, Rav Gidl says, no, he didn't say Yukev Gavkei. What he did was that on that day, he made a takana that in the Beis HaMidrash, at the end of each bracha, you should say the following pasuk, Baruch Hashem HaKeisom Min Olam Yad Olam. You should always bless Hashem at the end of a bracha, and therefore, that, you know, anytime you make a bracha, it makes Hashem's name Gadol. Amalei Rabbi El Rav Dimei, V'dilma Shekidu B'Shem Mufurash. Why did Rav Gidl say that he said this pasuk? Maybe he said, Shekidu B'Shem Mufurash. Maybe use Shem Mufurash. So he says, no, it can't be, because Ein Omrim Shem Mufurash B'Gvulin. You couldn't say Shem Mufurash outside the Azara. And Rav Chisda said that this took place in the Ezra's Nashim, it's outside the Azara. So you can't say Shem Mufurash outside the Azara. Where it says below, is that really true that according to Rav Gidl, you can't say the Shem HaMufurash outside of the Heichal, outside the Azara? V'haksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yamod, again, this is in Ezra, in Nehemiah, again, the Pasuk Ches. It says, "Vayamod Ezra Sofer al Migdal Eitz, Asher Asu Adavar." The Amar of Gidol, Shegidlo b'Shem Uforish. Rav Gidl right there says he said Shem Uforish, but here he's talking about that where he's standing on Migdal Eitz, which apparently is not in the Azara. So how can you say the Shem Uforish there? You, Rav Gidl, said that you can't, but now he's in this. But this pasuk said that he did. He says Horasha Haisa. There was Horasha, but really for no tzarach, he can't say Shem Uforish.
What do you think is a better question? Does Ezra have to finish building it yet?
Ezra did not finish building it yet. Maybe it was Kadosh where it was. According to many people, it's Kadosh now. Well, that's Kutcher Rishonah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they didn't finish building it, but they still had to. They had the Mizbeach. They had a lot of things that were there beforehand.
Yeah, they made Kippur.
Okay, so that had the Kedusha. Okay. If they were Makir Korbanos, then they had the Kedusha. All right. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to continue being darshan the Psukim in Sefer Nehemiah. So this is the gathering of the people on the 24th day of Tishrei, which means it was right after Sukkot time. Okay, so they have every day with the Archer Knesset Gedolim. The pasuk says Vayakam al Maaleh Leviim Yishuv Vani, and it says the pasuk says Vayizaku. Read the right here. It says Vayizaku b'kol gadol el Hashem Elokeihem. They cried out in a loud voice to God. So my Amor, what were they crying out? So Amar Rav. Rav says Itim Rav Yochanan. Since it was Rav Yochanan, basically what they wanted to do is they wanted to get rid of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. They had enough of the Avodah Zarah. It was destroying them. So, but they were cried out. They said, what does it mean they cried out? It says, bye bye, which is a lashon za'aka. Hai nu hai, right? The achrev, the mikdasha, the kail hechalei, the katlin l'kul tzadiki, v'aglin hu yisrael me arahon. This thing, the Yitzhara, is the cause of what destroyed the base of Mikdash, right? It caused the destruction of the hechal. It caused the killing of many tzadikim. It caused Bnei Yisrael to be exiled from their land. V'dayi merakei beinon, and it's still dancing amongst us. Klum yahab teilon, right? Shouldn't give it to us in our hands? We want to capture this yitzhara. So ela lekabule be agra, right? Klum yahab teilon, ela lekabule be agra. That we can, I guess, tie it up and we can get schar in it. What? And we can say what?
Reward.
Well, lekabule be agra, but we have to tie it up in order to get the reward. So lo ihu be inan, velo igra be inan. We don't want the yitzhara, and we don't want the schar defeating the yitzhara. We had enough. We'd rather not have it at all. So nafaluhu pitka mirakia, so a krittle came down from Shemayim. Davikatsuba MS on it said MS, which is basically Hashem saying, Amen, yeah, no problem, you're right. Right? So God agreed with them that it's a good idea to get rid of the Yitzhara for Avodah Zarah. So Amar Chanina Shema Mina, you see from here, Chosamo, the stamp, Shalakadosh Baruch Hu MS, the signature of the John Hancock of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's MS. Because when he sent something down, that's what he didn't sign a God, signed an MS. That's the signature is His signature is Emes. So Osivu Betanisa. So the Ashkenaz Gedola sat Betanis plus a Yomim, plus a Leivasa for 3 days and three nights. Umasru and Nahalayu and Minashamay, and they gave over the Yitzhara in their hands. I guess they were battle the Koch the Yitzhara. So Nafik Asa, he came out. I guess wherever it was, Kiguria Denura, like a small lion, like a cub, right? Mi base Kachik Tachim. This lion came out from the Kachik Kadashim. Amraluhu. So it was said to him, Amar Lahu is Navi Yisrael. The Navi said to this Demus, I guess it was said to everybody, Hainu Yitzhar Devodos Kavavim, this is the Yitzhar Devodos Kavavim, Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Vayomer Zos Harisha, this is the evil. So he's talking about the Navi Zechariah, pointing to this is the evil. So what they do? So Bahadi Ditafsu lay, at the time they wanted to capture it, Ishtimit Binsa Mimzaya, they grabbed some hair, I guess some hair came out of it, from it, Urimah Kolan, it screamed. But Azakalia Abramea Parsi, and the scream was heard for 400 parsos. So Amrus, now the Ashkenaz Gedola are worried. Maybe because Baruch is going to have Rachamim on this thing. So Hechi Navid, what are we supposed to do? Dilma Chas Rasol Merachamim Alayim and Shemaya. They're going to have Rachamim on it. Amrulu Navi. So Navi said to them, Shiduya Beduda da Abra. Throw it into some sort of lead pot or lead something. The Chayful Lepume and close it up at Avra. And then take and seal it with lead. The Aver Mishav Shoyim Kaile, because the lead will drown out the voice. So Shenamar, the pasuk says, Vayomer Zos Harisha, this is the evil. Vayishlechah So El Tocha Eifa. Vayishlechah So Evan Oferes Alpia. They put it into this pot and they put the lead stone on top of it to silence it, so Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't hear it.
Not
lead. What? Not lead. Vamru, and this Anche Knesset Gadol said. Wait, this is an Eitz Ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has listened to our tefillos that he gave us the Eitz Hara of the Avodah Zarah. Libai Rachmi Ayitzer Davera. Let's ask also to be Mevatel the Eitz Hara of the Avera of Arias. Let's be Mevatel that Eitz Hara. So Bo Rachamim, so they davened for that. Imaser B'Yadayu, and they gave the Yitzer for Arias in their hands. So Amar Lahu, the Yitzer for Arias says to them, haha, not so smart and not so simple. Chazu, you should look. The ikat lisu lei luhu kalya ama. If you destroy me, the world's going to be destroyed. Not going to be able to survive. So chapsua tlasa yomi. So they held the Yitzhara prisoner for 3 days to check, see what happened. Ubabe yasa basyom b'chol Eretz Yisrael below ishtach. They couldn't even find a one-day-old egg in all the Eretz Yisrael. Meaning the Yitzhara, the warmth that you had, I mean, it's laying eggs, but even the warmth that would come from laying eggs, it wasn't warm, there was nothing. You couldn't find anything You couldn't find any pru or vu. There's no propagation of any species because the Yetzirah for Arias was captured. So Amri, so they said to him, what are we supposed to do? Hey Chinavir, what are we supposed to do with it? Naktile, if we kill it, Kalya Alma, the world's gonna be destroyed. Nibai Rachmi or Palga, maybe we should ask that only part of the Yetzirah should be destroyed. Meaning, you should only have the Yetzirah for Arayah should be destroyed, but the Yetzirah for Mutter relations should be kept. He says you can't do that because Palga or Kilo Yahavi. There's no such thing as half a thing in Shemayim. It's a zero sum game. It's all or nothing. So what they do? That's what they said. So what they do? Kachlinhu le'ini. They blinded it, right? Vishavkuhu. They threw it out. Vahani de lo migrebe le'inshi bekirvetein. What they did is they muvato the Yetzirah for incest, basically. But that's what people. I guess people used to have a taiva for their family, and that was not, they no longer had that taiva. Okay.
It was like a half.
Well, they did it. I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. They blinded it somehow. I don't know what that means, but that's the story. Okay. I mean, I know what it's standing for, but literally, it's a difficult story.
What is the question? Is Ezra again, or is that, wasn't Ezra?
Right. They said that this was taking place during the times of Ajah Knesset Zagadola, which is probably around the time of Ezra.
Ezra and Ezra.
Right. Ezra up to Shimon Tzadik.
He's the last one.
Right. Well, no, Ezra before Ezra. Mordechai was also part of Ajah Knesset Zagadola, they said. I'm saying, but it's before, the Ajah Knesset Zagadola is even before Ezra. If you say that.
There's always been. I mean, but there, what they count is Ajah Knesset Zagadola was the time of Purimanon.
Right, Purimanon, okay. So now the Gemara is going to go back. Ezra said, he says, Vayverach Ezra es Shem Halukim Hagadol, the great. So, Vimarabah and Eretz Yisrael Masnu Hachi. They explain like this. Rav Gidol Amar Gadol, Gidol Shem Lefarash. Rav Gidol says Gadol Shem Lefarash, which is opposite of what we said. And Rav Masna Amar, what does Gadol mean? It means Hakel Hagadol Gibor Venora. That he was Meshabi Hashem with these four words, Hakel Hagadol Gibor Venora. Baha de Rav Masna, and what Rav Masna said, Matya Lid Rav Yeshua ben Levi. I guess it sort of supports Rav Yeshua ben Levi. The Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, Lama Nikra Shimon, why is the name of the Anshei Knesset Hagadola called Anshei Knesset Hagadola? Why is it called the Gadola? Shehechziru Ataru Liyoshna, because they put the Kesser, they brought the crown for Kadosh Baruch Hu back to its spot. Right? Because Asa Moshe Rabbeinu came, but Amar, and he said, praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Hakel Hagadol Gibor Venora. It's in Dvarim Yud, Perik Yud, Pazik Zayin. He uses these four terms. Asa Yirmiyah comes and sees all the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar coming into the Heichal and plundering and doing what they want, and not Yirim Hashem. Amar, he says, Nachrim Mikarin Beheichalo, the Nachrim are cool, and there's roaming around in the Heichal. Aye Norosa, where's this Nora? Where's the awe of Hashem? So Lo Amar Nora. So Yirmiyah, in Yirmiyah Lamed Beis, he just says, Hakel Gadol Gibor. He takes out the word Nora. Okay? Asa Daniel comes and says, Amar, Nachrim Mishtavim Mivanov. It's now 70 years we're in Golos, right? And they haven't been saved. Ayeh Gurosav, where's the strength of Hashem? So it's very, very difficult. Yirmiyahu and Daniel were questioning these attributes of Hashem. So Lo Amar Gibor, he doesn't say Gibor. So all he says is Akel HaGadol V'Anora. This is Daniel Perikes. So Asu Inu comes to Anshei Knesset HaGadol and they say, Adarabah, you misunderstood. It's still Akel HaGadol Gibor V'Anora, right? Adar Zohi Gurus Gurosav. This is his Gvura. It's mean the times of the Churban, where Shekovish is Yitzro, he's conquering his Yetzer, his anger, Ezu Givor, Shekovish is Yitzro, right? He's not punishing the guy in all these times. That's the strength. The strength is his restraint. Is his strength, this, right? And Shenosin Erech Apayim Rashaim, and he lets the Rashaim do what they want. The Elohei Norasav, and what's his wonderment? Because Sheilmali Morosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu had not been for the fear of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Heyach Uma Achas Yicholis Kai Ben Umos. The fact that we're still in existence is testimony to his Nora. So that's what they came back and they said. And since they returned they returned God's name to its greatness, that's why they're called Anshei Knesset Hagadola. V'Rabbanan Hechi Av Yahachi. Well, so how did Yirmiyah and Daniel, and they were wrong? How did Yirmiyah and Daniel do this? How did they take away? One took away the name Gadol. One took away the name Nora from Hashem. How did they do that? So he says, Hehi Abdi Haki, the Akri Takanta the Taki Moshe, they were okay, they were uprooted Takanta that Moshe Rabbeinu said to say Gibor Anora. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, says, Mitok Sheyodim, Yirmiyahu and Daniel knew that Kodesh Baruch Hu Sha'amitihu. We just said the post of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Emes. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the truth. You know, He really wants the truth. The Lefichach lo kizubo. They didn't want to give him shevach for something that's not true. But I don't think that's the question. Still begs the question: how did they not realize that it was still not that Lachik Nesas Gilder realized it still got the Lefichach Menorah, and they didn't. But they say that they felt that they were lying, but they weren't lying. Lachik Nesas Gilder knew how to be able to figure it out.
They were living through the actual
okay.
Ghost, and Lachik Nesas Gilder lived.
So just because I don't see, sir, I mean, there's something called Hester. No. There's something called Hester Ponit.
No, we're looking at it the wrong way. They were looking at it in such a way. Daniel and Yirmiyahu were looking at it such a way. What did the world see? They don't see a great God. What they see is their God's people already being basically.
So their pshat was you only praise Hashem for what is seen. And the Anshei Knesset Gedolah said, no, it's not like that. It's not just seeing the whole picture. Okay. So the Mishnah then said that the Kohen Gadol gets the Sefer Torah, right? And he reads in the parish of Achremos, which is in Vayikra, in Perek Zayin. Then he skips to Achmasor, which is in Vayikra, Perek of Gimel. So the Gemara says, how can he skip? Right? How can he skip? V'reminu, we have Shukasha from a Mishnah in Megillah. It says, Medalglim, you'll have to skip from parsha to parsha Benavi. I mean, when you read the Haftorah, you can skip from one place to another. The Eim Medalglim Torah, but you can't skip from one parsha to another parsha when it comes to Kriyas Torah. So how can you do that? There's no kasha, there's no problem. Khan, over there where we said, in Medalglim Torah, it's Pigdei Shayafsi Katorgamon. You can't skip so that in order to get to the next spot, you'll have to stop and waste time and roll up the Torah, and by the time you get to the next spot, the Torgamon, who's translating for you, will have stopped. But Khan, b'chadesh lo yasek Torgamon. Here, you're just going from Perek, right, from Akrei, you go from Perek to Zion to Perek of Gimel. It's a short turn of the Torah, and the Torgamon's not going to be finished. So there won't be a problem.
But I'm asking the question yes, I think. Uh-huh. Pull out a second Sefer Torah. So the
20. Okay. So.
Not today,
20. V'ha'Allah.
We're going
to be
only have one.
V'ha'Allah. So to make another one. V'ha'Allah. Right, but we said on that, Va'Allah Ketani, what? Va'Allah Ketani, but it says in the mission over there, it can't be that explanation, because the mission over there says, Medaglim B'Navi V'Ei Medaglim B'Torah, you're not allowed to, you can skip in the Navi, but you can't skip in the Torah, and when it said you can skip in the Navi, Ad Ka Medaglim, but they should lose Yasekam Turgamon. The whole idea of actually Yasekam Turgamon is only in the Navi, but the skipping in the Torah, you're not allowed to do it all. So Habit Torah, Klal Klal Lo, you're not allowed to skip at all. So Amar Abaye, Lo Kasha, there's no Kasha. Khan, in our Mishnah, you can skip, it's because it's Be'inyan Achad. You're not changing the topic. It's all topical. But Khan, in Masechta Megillah, where they want to skip from one part to another part, it's B'Shnei Inyanim. It was with two different topics. And that you're not allowed to do, skipping the Torah, even if it's a short amount of time, that the Metorgamon won't be finished. In where?
In the Torah.
If it's going from one topic to another topic, you can't skip at all. If it's going from the same topic, which here, a little bit, but it's also it's like right, it's right in one. It's also between Aliyahs. It's I don't think you do it in the middle of the Aliyah, right? And it's also one topic. It's probably the Gemara Megillah probably talks about that. I don't remember, but the Gemara now says Vatanya. We have a price that says Medagni Matorbi in Achad Ubenavi Bishnei in Yonin Vikan Vikan Bichdeish Lo Yasek Katorgamon. It has to be. We have a. I guess the Vatanya here Rashi says. Hope so. He does say. He says Benichusa. Here's a Raya. Vatanya. You can skip from one part of the Torah to another part as long as it's the same topic. And you can skip a Navi even if it's two Inyanim. But so long as the time is not more than Kadesh Lo Yasik Habit Torgamon. But the A Medagim Navi, you're not allowed to skip from one Sefer to another Sefer. In other words, you can't skip from Malachim to Yirmiyahu. You can skip within one Sefer. You can skip from Amos to Yonah. That's not a problem. It's considered the same Sefer. Ubilvad shelo yidaleg misofa Sefer Chagasso. As long as you don't read it, I think we read Rashi retroactively. I mean, you can't read it backwards. Right? You can skip forward. You can push forward, but you can't push back. Okay. We'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.
Sure.